And throws this one right out of bounds, trying to feed it down into the right post. And Vanek's ball, 53.3 seconds left in the game. Vanek trailing by 8 points. They let this one roll all the way to midcourt. And now the clock starts. Trammell over to Braden, left wing. Need to score quickly here. Trammell, top of the key. Dribbles in over to Labor for three from the right corner. And it's good. Tyler Labor now with 5 points. His first field goal of the night's a three, and it's a 5-point game. Dan Rick being with the press, and we have a little bit of a block call against Vanek, number five, Austin Trammell, and that's going to be his fifth and final foul. So we walked 90 feet for a 1-1, but more importantly, Austin Trammell, the point guard for the Vanek team, is staying on the bench, fouled out.
Plus, with Dan Rick on the line, and usually he's pretty deadly there, so it's going to, conceivably extend the lead. 52-47. I mean, this is exactly what Vanek wanted to do. Go ahead and close it down a little bit. You get it close, the ring starts to get a little bit tighter, and it's harder for USA to go ahead and score. But here you are. You're at the charity stripe, and no one's really putting a hand in your face. That's not what the Hatchets wanted. 34 seconds to go. You know, you're never done until it's all over. So,
34 seconds remain in the game. It's a 5-point game. USA 52, Vanek 47. Dan Rick at the line shooting one and perhaps a bonus. The first free throw is up, and it's no good. And it's rebounded by Jake Peachy of USA. 30 seconds left, and now we have a foul against number 12 of Vanek. Matt Quink is first, and Vanek is eighth. So now Jake Peachy heads the line for a free throw.
That was a huge rebound by Peachy.
Peachy with 1 point tonight, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, trying to make it 2 for 3 and a 6-point game. First free throw's up. Rims in and out. No good. Rebound, Will Sutton. 27 seconds left. Up to number 25, Labor. Dribbling, 22 seconds left. Over to number 12, Matt Kramer for three from the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound, Jake Peachy one more time. We have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of USA. USA won the foul. They still get the ball with the possession arrow. And Mark Gainforth calls a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. More action right over this. It's USA 52, Bad Axe 47. 16 seconds remain.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Seconds left. It's a 5-point game. 52-47. USA ball 90 feet from their own hoop after getting a jump ball in favor of them. USA is still in the huddle. Vanek is on the court. There's the second horn. And the official said it once before he set the ball down. And he's not going to do it here with 5 seconds or 16 seconds left.
I'm surprised Ballard's in the front court. I think if I were me, it was me, I'd go ahead and airmail it.
Jake Peachy passing was in all four, lined up at the free throw line, and there's a foul. Two blue jerseys all over Dan Rick, so he walked 90 feet for another free throw. Dan Rick missed the last free throw in the same exact situation. That's the ninth team foul for Vanek, so from here on out, it'll be two free throws. Fouls against number 12, Matt Kramer, that's his second. Number 11, Zach Kramer, sits down for USA, as well as number 5, Nick DeSimilar. And Dan Rick at the line shooting one. 14.4 seconds left. It's a 5-point game. USA 52, Vanek 47. Rick shot goes up. This one's missed. Rebound Will Sutton. 13 seconds left. Over to Labor. Cross midcourt. Has to chuck it up. This one's for three. This one's off the mark. And it's a loose ball rebounded by number 12. Matt Kramer goes up for the three. And he's fouled by Brendan Ballard. Ballard can't believe it. And Vanek is going to be going to the line shooting three shots from the charity stripe with 4 seconds left. Number 12, Matt Kramer, going to be doing so. He has 3 points on the night, and it comes from a field goal of 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the second quarter. First free throw is up, and it's good.
Oh, this changes things, Clark.
It's now a 4-point game with 4 seconds left. Second free throw is up, and this one's good. Matt Kramer makes it a 3-point game, and we have a timeout called by USA. We're going to stick with you here. It's a full timeout. John, what is Mark Gainforth here setting up for USA to do, whether it's a miss or a make here for Matt Kramer?
If it's a miss, you've got position automatically, and you've got to be sending at least one guy or maybe two out and just outlet it because you've got 4 seconds to go. If it is a make, it's inbound. And you know that FedEx is going to be putting everybody in the front court. So if it were me, I'd go ahead and airmail it all the way down to Ballard. He's the biggest target. And, you know, with 4 seconds, I don't think that there's enough time for the Hatchets to recover, even if they get a steal.
Right now it's 52-49. USA leading by three. At the line shooting three, he's currently 2-for-2. Is Matt Kramer fouled on a 3-point attempt at Brendan Ballard of USA. The seventh team foul for USA. Ballard with 3 fouls. That's not really going to matter here unless we go through overtime.
If Kramer makes this obviously is an inbound, and they cannot wait to go ahead and play the inbound. They have to go ahead and close out the lane and get the steal. 4 seconds to go, they have an opportunity to tie with a conventional field goal.
Number 12, Matt Kramer at the line, shooting his third and final free throw. This one's up, and it's good. 3-for-3 on that attempt. 4 seconds left. It's a 2-point game, 52-50. USA leading by 2 over number 30, Grant Harris. And he is mugged by number 15 or number 12 of FedEx. Two jerseys all over him. And who they give the foul to. 2.9 seconds left here. Fouls against number 12, Matt Kramer.
But that is a 2-shot foul now.
Yes, it is. 10 fouls for FedEx. Gives it a 2 shots from the free throw line. We have a full timeout. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back after this. 2-point game, 2.9 seconds remain.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Seconds to remain. It's 52-50. USA leading by 2. They're leading by as much as 16 or 18 points in this game. And now here we are down. Grant Harris is at the line shooting 2. And FedEx calls another full timeout here. Trying to, I guess, ice the kicker here in basketball.
I suppose. He also saw that USA was putting absolutely nobody into the spaces for a rebound. And I kind of wonder about that. You know, it's a little disconcerting for the shooter. You just instruct your guys, don't foul. I mean, don't be silly. But by putting everybody in the backcourt to defend, what are you defending? You're defending a 3-point shot that's coming down. And to me, I'd be bringing it up to the 10-second line, make it a little more difficult on the hatchet. right now, as soon as if Bad X gets the rebound,